Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. I hope you enjoyed old-time radio Duffy's Tavern, Archie the Hypnotist. Maybe you listened and got hypnotized. I don't know. Call in if you did. We'd like to hear that story. So we have our final guest here for today, who is Wayne Wink, who is the North Hempstead Town Clerk.
And How are you?
We're good.
Good.
Great to have you here.
It always is a pleasure.
It's great. You always bring some great information, new stuff that's happening in the town, and a lot of other information. Just so I want everybody to know, next week we have a great show, and that's going to be the day after Valentine's Day, which is February 15th. We'll be talking with Dr. Justine Lackman, and she's going to be talking about heart health again. Like Christina was saying before, this is the Heart Healthy Month, so we pay a lot of attention to the heart in February. Also, we're going to have Dr. Jill Mora Rabin, Mind Over Bladder, a step-by-step approach to achieving continence. So I know that's a topic that frequently comes up, and then we'll be doing old-time radio, FBI in Peace and War. How's that sound, Wayne?
Wow, that sounds impressive.
And then, of course, followed by Talk of the Town with the fabulous Christina Liu, who is actually sitting with us today.
We're all
going to be talking
really
to Wayne.
You're really putting me to work today.
So, Wayne, it's great to have you here, as always.
Thank you. I always look forward to this.
And, you know, it's great because, you know, Christina and I and Sari is a Project Independence member. And, of course, Christina and I working for the Department of Services for the Aging and Project Independence. Okay. And you've been with us the whole time for the years. And, you know, a lot of the things and programs.
Even when he was with the county.
That's right.
We need information. I mean, with our transportation program and all the issues that come up, you're always there to get us the information and point us in the right direction. So we love you too, Wayne.
And we
know how much you really support and promote also Project Independence, which
Absolutely.
Is happy. You're always at all the events, and we're always happy to see you. So we're happy to see you today. You know what? I want to know a little bit about you.
Okay.
So we talked a little bit before the show came back on after Old Time Radio, and I was interested to know how you got your calling to be a public servant. But first we talked a
you
little bit.
He said it
bit.
Came to him a dream.
Yeah, it wasn't a dream. And
I think it was a staph infection, actually. So.
Well, but I know that you're a Long Island guy, and you went to school, high school and college, and you went to Hofstra. Well,
product of Uniondale High School and Hofstra University, so I barely made it a mile and a half away from my home all through school.
So we're going to assume you didn't dorm at Hofstra.
I did not get to dorm at Hofstra. No. I actually, my first year and a half of Hofstra, I had to ride my bike to school. And then after that, I took a bus for about half a year. And then I had the good fortune of being able to take my father's car to school, but only if I got up at 4:30 in the morning and drove him to the train station. I didn't get much sleep in college.
Yeah. So you then went on to law school.
I did. I went to St. John's Law. And that was a trek for me.
You drove there, right?
I actually lived near St. John's.
Oh, okay.
For those 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you come to be? I mean, you have this history of being a public servant, and a lot of times, you know, we were talking a little bit about how your family members, like you'll have someone who's in government, but for you, that wasn't the case.
I had no one in my family history. Well, first of all, I had no one in my family history who even went to college. I was the first and only in my family to do so. And I certainly had nobody in my family history who was ever engaged or active in politics or government or anything like that. But I think maybe my earliest experience with politics and government was my parents were very, very active in the Uniondale Little League. Having grown up in Uniondale, the Little League was a big organization in Uniondale at the time. And Uniondale had some of the most top-notch fields anywhere in Nassau County, in some measure because the Republican Party leader lived in Uniondale. So okay. We had the best fields. Everybody That's wanted to come to perks. Uniondale yes. to play.
Okay.
And every year, at the end of the baseball season, there would be a Little League dinner. And I always remember it was at the Plattoich. So, okay. Oh, you know, we okay. always trekked from That's Uniondale to Franklin
place.
Square. And,
just down the pike.
And my first experience with politics was probably Tom Galata. Okay. And Tom Galata was, and remains to this day, I imagine, the consummate politician.
Everywhere, yes.
He was everywhere. He knew everybody.
He did,
very
yes.
engaging. And I'll never forget coming home from one of those dinners after my mother, who was the secretary of the league, was taken aside by Tom and asked all kinds of questions about the league. And Tom proceeded 20 minutes later to literally regurgitate every fact and piece of datum that that my mother had available. And I remember my mother just being astounded at his recall of everything she said.
Right.
And probably from that moment on, I thought about, you know, politics and government, and I started getting interested in it pretty much in high school. I got more active in it in college. And then I had the good fortune of helping out a friend of mine, the late, great Barbara Johnson,
okay.
when she ran for the town board. She was in need of an aide after she was elected, and I served as her aide. Went to law school
and
while
that was
I was
in
her
the
aide.
Town of?
That was in the town of North Hempstead. She was a councilwoman for the town of North Hempstead.
Okay.
And while I was in my third year of law school, Barbara ran for the county legislature, a brand new body at that point. And we got her elected, and I became her aide. And then I ended up, after I graduated law school, I became deputy counsel to the county legislature. So I went from being an aide at the town to being an aide at the county to being deputy counsel at the county to then a couple years, about a year after her death, I had the good fortune of being nominated to run for the town board.
Right.
So I pretty much ran for her old seat.
Okay.
And then I served in the town for over 5 years until an opportunity presented itself to run for her old county legislative seat. And I became the county legislator for almost 7 years for the 11th district.
Yes.
And served there until the opposition party took control of the legislature and decided to carved my district into five different parts.
We remember that.
Yeah, I remember that pretty well. And I wasn't bitter or anything, but I did have the good fortune of being given the opportunity to run for town clerk.
Yes.
And so I've gone from the town to the county.
There was a lot of bouncing.
To the town, to the county, back to the town. Yeah, so I'm on my third go-around with the town. And I'm fortunate that I started this career because I've now been in office. This is my 18th year.
Wow.
I'm very fortunate I started at the age of 12. So
right, I was going to say, wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't want to do the math.
Here.
I don't want to do the math. But no. I've been very fortunate that I've been able to represent some very, very educated, sophisticated, and appreciative people over the years in my constituents, and it's been my pleasure to serve all this time.
Wow, so that was that's quite a journey.
It is quite a journey.
Quite a journey that you took. Sometimes you just fall into something and, yeah, you know, yeah, totally different from anything your family has done,
right,
you know?
Right.
So, well, that's interesting. So you're really, I mean, and you're well-loved. I know, yeah, anytime you're announced at any event, you, sure, I want to say you get the loudest cheer, but I really think it's the supervisor.
Yeah. You're probably maybe right. You're probably right.
You, yeah, know, yeah, Charles Berman.
We're certainly going to keep up appearances, if nothing else. Yes, but you're absolutely right.
You
the supervisor gets number one.
And Charles Berman, you know, for being the receiver of taxes, I have to say he, yeah, does get
he does
pretty
well.
Good.
Right. He
usually
does pretty
people
well,
boo,
yes,
someone like that.
You're right. Just, like, you're right.
But he's really well-liked. So that's quite a journey.
Yeah.
And, you know, here you are, town clerk. And we're just so happy. We're so happy to have you in the town, Wayne.
Wow,
and
it's my pleasure to serve.
And, you know, all our seniors always have nice things to say. And, again, you've always been a great friend to Project Independence. But let's talk a little bit about some of the things that's going on in the town clerk's office. I would say let's start off with the fun stuff first, or we can end up there.
It's all fun stuff in
the
clerk's office.
The Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
Valentine's Day.
One of the high points of the year. Every year on Valentine's Day, I have the good fortune of not only being the town clerk and being the clerk to the town board and being the records management officer and being the registrar of vital statistics of the town, all titles that I take very seriously. Perhaps my favorite of all of them is being the marriage officer for the town. So every Valentine's Day, this is now the 10th year that my office has done it and my sixth year of doing it, we perform what we call the renewing of the vows. And we invite couples who have been married a long time, in air quotes, whatever that may be. Exactly, right. You could be a newlywed and be married a long time. But we invite couples who have been married for a long time to come celebrate their relationship, renew their vows with each other. And we are close to having 50 couples signed up for next Thursday's ceremony.
Did I hear Sarah?
Yes.
Are you doing
Sarah's
this?
Sarah's going to be doing it.
Wonderful.
Lovely.
Have you ever done this before?
Yes, I did.
And what's it like as a...
It's very nice because, you're sitting with a group of people that are from your own community.
Right.
And Wayne blesses everyone. Yeah. Individually, you stand up with your husband.
So nice.
And he performs the marriage ceremony.
Oh, that's so nice.
And you're renewing your vows, which is lovely.
How lovely.
And then they serve a very nice luncheon.
Exactly.
At the links, the Harbor Links.
It's not just a ceremony. We have a
reception.
It's like a little mini wedding.
We have a champagne toast.
Cocktail.
We have lunch. We have cake. And people make a day of it.
Oh,
it's a wonderful thing.
Very kind. It's very
lovely. Rain or shine, warm or cold, it's a wonderful place to go in and get warm and have a nice lunch with good friends.
So is it too late to sign up if someone hears?
It is never too late until after the ceremony. No, as a matter of fact, you can call either 311 or you can call my office directly, but 311's the easiest way to get to my office. As we all know, through Project Independence, 311 is the entry.
It's the go-to.
It's where we go.
We're very fortunate. I mean, we've had couples over the years that have been married 75 years. And this year, so far, the most senior couple in terms of longevity is 69 years.
Wow.
69 years, yes. I can't imagine doing anything for 69 years.
Sarah, how long have you and your husband been together?
We're married 35 years.
Okay, so that's a nice milestone.
That's wonderful. I can only aspire to that. I'm lucky. I'm lucky my wife has tolerated me for 16.
No comment here.
We're still taking RSVPs.
Okay.
It is $25 a couple.
Okay,
which
that's
is
reasonable.
Which pays for the lunch for both parties, and it really is just... It's a wonderful day with good friends celebrating each other and celebrating their relationship.
That sounds so nice.
I know, Rebecca, we might need to crash this. It seems like something we might need to.
Let's go. I think we can disguise ourselves. We're both 311.
We'll dress as waiters. There we go.
There you go.
We'd love to. So we have just a few seconds for our first break. Of course, it went so fast, Wayne.
I know. It always does.
We'll be back in a few minutes talking with Wayne Week, the town clerk of North Hempstead.